The secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the horses.
45 years ago, Secretariat ran and ran and ran some more to win the 1973 Triple Crown. He's considered by many to be the greatest thoroughbred racehorse of all time. But even the greatest champion can have a blemish or two on an otherwise stellar record. Here's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.
Horse trainer H. Allen Jerkins can be described, according to one of his former groomsmen, in two words.
The best.
That's Ralph Thoreau, a horse racing lifer who once worked for Jerkins.
He had the greatest powers of observation of any human being, let alone horse trainer, that I've ever known.
Jerkins' quiet command of his horses earned him a nickname.
We just knew him as Chief. He was the chief.
But Jerkins had earned another nickname, the Giant Killer.
He would always be embarrassed when people would call him the Giant Killer, or if a newspaper writer would refer to him that way.
But Jerkins was a giant killer, or at least a giant beater. His horse, Beau Purple, had defeated the great Kelso in 1962 and in 1963. A few years later, the Jerkins-trained Handsome Boy upset 1966 Horse of the Year Buck Passer. Those wins alone would have made for a pretty great training career. But then, in 1972, an unheralded two-year-old gelding would canter into Jerkins' life. His name was Onion, a homebred from Hobo Farms. Thoreau was one of Onion's grooms. He remembers his personality this way.
About average, nothing special.
Allen Jerkins' son, Jimmy, then 13 years old, was one of Onion's walkers. He calls Onion a kind horse.
He wouldn't try to kick you. He wouldn't try to bite you like the stallions do. They take their leg and slap at you and try to get their leg over the shank so they can get loose. He would never do any of that stuff.
So how did Onion fare on the track?
Early on, he wasn't really, oh boy, we got some good two-year-old on our hands here.
He didn't start to get good till that spring and summer of 73, and then he kind of came into his own and ran some terrific races, but they were one-turn races. They were sprints.
Allen Jerkins and his crew didn't see Onion as a horse that could win longer races, and certainly not against that year's crop of quality three-year-olds, which included Secretariat. So early in the 1973 season, Onion only raced in low-grade, non-stakes races. But then in late July, Allen Jerkins entered Onion in a 6.5-furlong allowance race at Saratoga. Jimmy Jerkins and Ralph Thoreau were there.
And I saw him pull away from a bunch of really good sprinters. A horse called Spanish Riddle, who was a top sprinter, and another one called Tap the Tree. And he just pulled away from them like they didn't even belong on the same track with them.
Onion won, posting a track record time of 1:15 and 1/5.
And he came out of that race like he hadn't even run. He was sharp. He was happy. He wasn't too high strung. He really had it together.
Around the time that Onion was sharpening his game, Secretariat arrived in Saratoga. The horse racing world saw his presence there as a sort of coronation. Blue and white bunting, the colors of Secretariat's home stable, greeted his arrival. Jimmy Jerkins was wide-eyed.
On Broadway, they had these banners all over the place, going all the way across Broadway from one side to the other in the Meadow Stable colors.
Secretariat wasn't your average champion. In the spring, he had established track records at the Kentucky Derby.
Second, it's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5.
At the Preakness.
It is Secretariat. He's coming to the wire. He wins it by 2.5, almost 3.
And most dramatically, at the Belmont.
Secretariat is widening now. He is moving like a tremendous machine.
Secretariat won the Belmont by an astonishing 31 lengths and became the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years. His world record time of 2:24 for a 1.5-mile race will almost certainly never be broken. Ralph Thoreau witnessed it all from the grandstand.
The day he won the Belmont, they could have brought Man of War to run against him. It wouldn't have mattered. No horse that ever looked through a bridle was going to defeat him on that day. That day was his crowning achievement of an already great career.
So it would have been crazy for Jerkins to even consider running Onion against Secretariat at Saratoga, right? But Jerkins knew Onion was in top form. And while most people oohed and aahed over Secretariat, Alan Jerkins looked for a weakness in him. A few days before the Whitney Handicap, he watched Secretariat work out. Here's Jimmy.
He was on his white stable pony, and he just happened to be out there because a set of his horses was out there. And Secretariat worked a half a mile, and he thought it was very dismal work for Secretariat. He used to work very fast. I mean, he ran fast, and when he trained very fast also. But this particular time, he was very sluggish.
Jerkins had also heard rumors that Secretariat was running a slight fever and had dropped weight. Some wondered whether he was tired after his incredible performances at the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont. Alan Jerkins sensed an opportunity, but he didn't tell anyone. Shortly before the Whitney Handicap, Jerkins was approached about entering a horse.
The racing secretary had called and asked him if he had any interest.
The racing secretary wasn't really serious about it, but Jerkins told him that he would enter Onion.
He couldn't believe it when my father actually entered him.
On August 4th, 1973, five horses entered the gates at Saratoga before a crowd of over 30,000. Secretariat was the prohibitive favorite at 1-10 odds. Onion was 5-1, with jockey Jacinto Vasquez aboard. As the horses came to post, Jimmy Jerkins was near the 6-furlong pole on the backstretch with his twin sister and his brother. They must not have thought Onion had much of a chance, because they weren't at the rail.
It was an old fruit stand, and the guy that owned the fruit stand had an old black and white TV, which had the race on it at the time.
On the inside, West Coast Scout going for it is Ruled by Reason. On the outside, it's Onion. Those three, then Secretariat, then True Knight.
Jimmy saw Onion's strong start and joined Ralph Thoreau at the 6.5-furlong pole on the backstretch, across the oval from the starting gate.
Then we watched them come around the clubhouse turn and come right at us for a few strides before they settled into the backstretch.
Onion the leader and Secretariat second by just ahead. West Coast Scout on the outside in third.
You could see Onion just striding out in complete command.
Then Jacinto Vasquez pinned Secretariat and his rider, Ron Turcotte, to the rail, where he felt the track was slowest. But Secretariat was Secretariat.
Onion on the outside, the leader. Now Secretariat is on the rail, and he's moving up alongside of him. Those two are right together as they're moving on the turn.
And then when they turned the elbow into the home stretch, we could see Secretariat moving up and getting almost even with him. Then we lost sight of them because the tote board in the center field of the racetrack at that angle would obscure our view for a good eighth of a mile.
Onion was a half a length in front as they disappeared behind the tote board.
We all assumed that when the horses reappeared that Secretariat would have gone by Onion and be drawing away to victory just because of who Secretariat was.
And I was just positive that Secretariat was going to be about 4 lengths in front.
But
when they came out from behind the tote board, Onion still had the same advantage on Secretariat.
And when we saw that Onion was still in front, we got to jumping up and down and screaming as loud as two kids could scream and rooted him home those last few strides to the wire.
It's still very close. Onion has Secretariat on the rail. They're very tight quarters. It's Onion holding on as they come to the wire. Secretariat is not going to get him. It's going to be Onion. He's holding it as they hit the finish. It's Onion winning it by about a length.
We went berserk. Forget it. I mean, we were jumping around like idiots. It was incredible. We just beat a Triple Crown winner, just beat a champion with an old gelding. Those things aren't supposed to happen.
It was just so much fun.
But not for Secretariat's handlers, who came under scrutiny for running Secretariat when he might not have been at his best. Secretariat returned to form the following month in the Marlboro Cup Invitational, where he set a new world record for a mile and an eighth. Onion galloped in a humbled fourth. But Secretariat would lose the 1973 Woodward Stakes behind Prove Out, another horse trained by Alan Jerkins. Jimmy Jerkins sees Secretariat's losses to his father's horses as a possible blemish on Secretariat's stellar career. As for Ralph Thoreau,
I don't. His Triple Crown, his Belmont Stakes, took your breath away.
Onion never won another stakes race. He ran as a claimer until 1977, when injuries forced him into retirement. Onion, son of Third Martini, nephew of Mopkins, died in 1995. But 45 years after Onion's victory over Secretariat, at least a couple of the humans associated with Onion think his victory at the Whitney was a significant one.
I think it'll be one of the biggest upsets of all time 100 years from now.
It's David and Goliath. It gives us all hope. We're all just mere mortals. But if we train right and we point all our efforts to accomplishing a certain goal, maybe we'll have our onion too.
Alan Jerkins, a.k.a. The Chief, was inducted into the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame just 2 years after Onion upset Secretariat. He died in 2015. Ralph Thoreau and Jimmy Jerkins are still working in horse racing. That story about Onion was produced and reported by Only a Game's Gary Wallach.